High-quality lacquer was brilliantly smooth and virtually indestructible. Fine pieces, like our cup, required up to 30 or more separate coats, with long drying and hardening times between each, and so it could have taken up to about a month to make. Hardly surprising, then, that they were inordinately expensive. You could buy more than 10 bronze cups for the price of one in lacquer. So lacquer cups were strictly reserved for top management, the imperial governors controlling the frontiers of the empire. Although the Han Chinese and the Roman empires covered roughly the same land area, a census conducted in China only 2 years before our cup was made came up with the wonderfully precise figure of a population of 57,671,400 individuals.
One of the things we need to keep in mind is, of course, that the Chinese Empire is immense and that it straddles a hugely diverse geographic region. And in the case of the Han, we're talking about a distance that stretches from North Korea to Vietnam. Contact between people is obviously not always very obvious. And so the circulation of goods, the circulation of imperially sanctioned objects, together, of course, with texts, is part of that sort of symbolical assertion of what it means to be an empire. You might not see people who are part of the same empire, but you might actually, by witnessing the goods that are produced across the empire, feel or have a sense of belonging to that greater imagined community in many ways.